What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives. Blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he tagged along with a paranormal group to film for the night. And at one point in the house, it felt like someone was standing right next to him, even though no one was there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Why, thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we sure would love to hear it. If you want, you can leave us a voicemail. That number is 855-853-4802. You could write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com, and you could even be a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon. You are not going to believe what happened to me today.
What?
Well, you know, I've talked about this before. In fact, I have talked about this for years, that I have really bad lawnmower karma or something.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if in a previous life I pissed off a lawnmower or something. Maybe in this life I pissed off a lawnmower.
Or you got just a lawnmower guy, like a ghost lawnmower
yeah,
guy.
Like it's dark and it's like, I don't want her to mow. And so like last year, you might remember I spent $420 on my lawnmower. They brought it back. By the time I got it to the shed, it had died. So they had to come back and get it. It cost me another $100. Then it never did run right after that. So this year, started with a new guy. They came over and got it, brought it back the next day. I'm so excited. I just coincidentally had, there's a kid I use for mowing when I don't have time. And so Josh was coming over just to kind of clean up my yard.
Yeah.
Super good guy. So he's going to clean it up, make it look good for spring and mow for me. So I hadn't gone out to mow until today. And guess what? Won't start.
No.
The lawnmower. I spent $280 and it is sitting in my shed and it will not start. So I pulled out the push mower and then I just looked for, because I have a half acre and I'm standing there by my push mower and I'm like, I don't have the 2+ hours it would take to push mow my yard.
My gosh.
So Josh is coming over later today mow it for me. But I'm like, maybe this is the universe. Like, just quit mowing. Pay this guy to mow every time. But the problem is it gets really expensive, you know, because it's such a big yard.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I enjoy mowing. I like to mow. That's weird. I like to get on my riding lawnmower, mow my yard, and listen to a podcast.
Well, shoot.
Yeah.
God, I can't believe it. And I felt so good about the whole, like, this last group who fixed it and brought it back the next day. And it was like, oh, yeah, it's just this thing or whatever. And it
was the
seemed
carburetor.
To be just fine.
Yeah.
Seemed to be fine.
And now I think it might be the battery, and the battery in it is pretty
new.
Or
it might be the creepy entity living back in those sheds area that you have.
Yeah, except I had bad lawnmower karma before I moved here.
Okay.
So now the creepy entity would just have a different place to hang out. Ever since I upgraded to a nicer lawnmower, or is the universe just saying, you need the crappy Walmart lawnmower?
I don't know. Like,
what is going on? Crazy. Why, I tell you. Because today I was like, I even messaged Kathy. I'm like, hey, could we go a half an hour later than I was planning on recording? Because I'd like to go mow my yard. And you're like, no problem. Yeah. And I go out to mow. And it's like, womp, 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 womp. It just won't. And then every time you turn it, it's womp, 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 womp.
And I'm going to tell you, the bigger pisser in this is then you call the guy and he comes back over and it starts right up.
Yeah.
And then you go, whoa.
And the biggest pisser in all of this is I have probably spent $500 last year, $280 this year. That's like $800 just in the last 2 years. So I'm going to say close to $2,000 to $2,500 on this lawnmower. I could have bought a new one.
You sure could have.
You know, I think because they're not cheap, but I could have had a new cheap one.
That's crazy.
I know. I know. I know.
Oh.
So anyways, so that's my day today. So let's talk about ghost stories because that's always more entertaining and uplifting.
Yeah.
So this says this happened a number of years ago. I was doing freelance video work, ended up tagging along with a paranormal group for a night. I was not part of their team or anything like that. A friend of mine knew I did camera work and called me at the last minute because they wanted someone to film what they were doing. It wasn't something I would normally go out of my way to do, but I didn't have anything else going on. I figured it might be interesting. At that point in my life, I didn't have an opinion on the paranormal one way or the other. I wasn't trying to prove anything, and I wasn't trying to disprove anything either. I just saw it as a job, and I treated it like one. The house we went to was a few hours outside of where I live, out in a quieter area where the houses were spaced out a bit more. It wasn't abandoned or falling apart. It had that older feel to it, like it had been around for a long time and had gone through a few different owners over the years. When we got there, it was already dark. Most of the lights inside were off. We used a mix of what little lighting was available and the lights for my camera, which made everything feel a little more closed in than it probably was, but it definitely made you more aware of where you were standing and what was around you. From the time we walked in, there were small things happening that the group paid attention to. A noise from another room that didn't seem to have a source, something shifting where no one had been, that kind of thing. It wasn't dramatic, but enough that they were taking notes and talking through it as they moved from room to room. I mostly stayed behind them filming, trying not to get in the way and honestly not thinking too much about what any of it meant. It all felt like something that could probably be explained if you really wanted to take the time to break it down. There was one point later in the night that stood out more than the rest. We had all ended up in one of the back rooms, not because anything specific had happened there, but just because it was the next place they wanted to check. It was a smaller room, so we were all along the walls giving each other space and just talking about where to go next. I was off to one side with the camera, half paying attention to the conversation and half just watching everything through the lens. Then out of nowhere, I got this really strong feeling that someone was standing right next to me. It wasn't like hearing a noise or seeing something out of the corner of my eye. It was just a very clear sense of someone being there, close enough that I could almost picture where they would be if they were actually visible. I remember turning my head slightly, expecting to see one of the guys had stepped closer to me without me noticing, but no one was there. Everyone was still where they had been. The feeling only lasted a couple of seconds, and then it was gone just as quickly as it had come on. I didn't say anything about it at the time. It didn't feel like enough to interrupt what they were doing, and I didn't want to be the person reading into something that could have been my mind playing tricks on me in a dark room. After that, the rest of the night was pretty uneventful. We moved through a couple more areas, wrapped up what they needed, and headed out. On the drive home, I thought about that moment a couple of times, but by the next day, I had mostly written it off. Seemed like one of those things that can happen when you're in an unfamiliar place, especially where everyone is expecting something to happen. Nothing followed me home, at least not in an obvious way. A few days later, something happened that I still haven't been able to explain. I was driving through town in the middle of the day, nothing unusual about it. Traffic was normal, the weather was clear, and I was just going about my usual routine. At one point, I reached over toward the passenger seat to grab something, and I took my eyes off the road for what couldn't have been more than a second, and then I heard it. It wasn't loud, it wasn't drawn out, it was just one word, clear and direct, like someone sitting right next to me had said, "Stop." There wasn't any hesitation in how I reacted. I didn't question it or think about it. I just hit the brakes. Right as I did, the car in front of me came to a sudden stop. This is so familiar to me. It's weird because this kind of happened to me. I ended up a lot closer than I would have liked, but I didn't hit them. If I had waited even another second, I would have. I remember sitting there for a minute afterward, trying to calm down and figure out what had just happened. The close call itself was enough to shake me up, but what really stuck with me was how I reacted. I didn't think, I didn't process, I just listened. I've tried to explain it to myself in ways that make sense. Maybe I saw the brake lights before I realized it. My brain just filled in the rest. Maybe it was my own internal voice reacting faster than I could process. But the only reason I even connect it back to that night is because of that moment in the house when it felt like someone was standing right next to me. Nothing else like that had ever happened before. No voices, no repeating experiences, nothing that would have made me feel like something was actively following me around. Just that one moment in the car. I don't know if what happened in that car was something stepping in to help me or if I just got lucky and reacted at the exact right time. I figured it was worth sharing just to hear what you guys think about something like that because I've never really been able to decide where I land on it. That's from Chris. That's so strange because I had a very similar thing happen to me, which we've talked about a number of times before, but driving, hearing a voice, and just, I did the same thing. I just did what the voice said. Like not thinking about it, you know, I didn't process it, I just did it. And it saved me from being in a really horrific accident.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened there.
And I guess the question in this is, going on the paranormal investigation, did it have anything to do with the car incident?
You know, maybe, maybe not. It could be like he has a guardian spirit or something. That could be it. And it just happened that he went on a paranormal investigation. He might have had a paranormal encounter when he was on the investigation. Did that come with him and save him? I don't know. But well, it could be two totally separate things.
I think I'm leaning towards two totally separate things. That I think what happened at the house, I totally think he could have sensed an entity there. I think so. I don't think it came home with him. I think he had a guardian spirit angel, whatever you prefer to call this, that had him hit the brakes and kept him from having an accident. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think they were related. And I think whatever protected you did not want anything to happen to you. You have things you still need to do in your life. This was not supposed to be the end. And so they stopped you, just like that happened to you that one time. I've had it where I've heard something, you know, tell me, like, for example, you know, there was something knocked on the door. And I literally heard a voice say, don't answer the door. What would have happened had I gone to that door? Because it seemed like such a big deal that it told me that. I'm thinking two different things. What are you thinking?
I think it might even be the same thing. He might have been okay in a situation where whatever that is was able to kind of not show himself literally, but let itself be felt to him. It might be the same thing. What he experienced in that house might not have been connected to the house. Maybe it was all about, I'm here to protect you. And so maybe he was able to get through in the house, like a little portal or something in the house, and it was able to come through that day. You know, as kind of a, I'm here in case you need me, and you will. But what I find really interesting about the whole thing is that he experienced it very much like I did. Mm-hmm. And I say he, I guess Chris could be a guy or a girl, so I apologize if Chris is a girl. But it was that he heard the voice and never processed how to respond to the voice. You just did it. Mm-hmm. Because you don't even have a fraction of a second to think about it. It's you do it or you're in an accident.
Right.
And that's what's so interesting, because I would have ended up underneath a car had I not done what the voice said for me to do. And he would have ended up rear-ending that car in front of him.
And possibly being hurt very severely.
Yeah.
Well, so,
I don't know. Could be connected.
I'm leaning towards two different, but it's, you know, it could be definitely either way, but one feels specific to the investigation, where the other one feels very specific to Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, really. But the way it was right next to him there and that he could feel it, I don't know. Could be connected.
Maybe a little foreshadowing.
No, maybe not. Well, let's go to this caller.
Hi, my name is Gina Perez. I have three quick stories. The first one is kind of a happy, cheery, sort of weird thing that's happened my whole life. Doesn't matter where I'm at. I've studied abroad. I've gone, you know, to different places around the nation. There's always something or someone that ends up telling me you'll be okay. So, for example, I had just started college and I was a little lost, but I knew where I was going. So I was new to the town. I was just kind of exploring the downtown area. And I was just listening to my music with my headphones. I'm going over towards the back of a building, kind of just exploring the alleys. And there's also a nice little park near there. I was passing through the park, and on a bench, there was an old couple, an older man and an older woman. They kind of look like the type of couple that would just go out and feed the pigeons for fun. And, you know, I was just minding my own business, and I passed them. And they look up, and they said, "You'll find where you need to go. Just don't look so lost." And I was like, "What? Okay. And I walked just maybe 5 or 6 steps, and I was like, "I'm just going to turn around again." And they were gone. I mean, they were pretty old, so probably would have taken them some time to get up and leave, but they were gone. And that's happened to me so many times. There's random people come up to me, homeless people, people on the beach, people in the city. Me walking around in a bookstore, they will just come up to me and say something to that effect. And it's really strange. I kind of find it comforting. I may think that maybe like guardian angel. I'm not particularly religious, so I'm not sure. So that's the first story. second story is my experience with a haunted table that would float. This table was my best friend at the time in high school. Her grandmother lived across the street from her. And we went over to her house. It was a small, tiny house, and when you enter immediately, you went into the dining room next to the living room. And in the corner, there was this folded up old poker table. Nothing special, no markings on it, just, you know, plain old wood. One of those you just kind of pull out if you're going to have extra guests to eat dinner on. And then her grandmother was like, hi, what do you guys want to do? And Mandy, that was her name, she was like, hey, let's pull out the table. I was like, wait, what? It was me, my friend, and my best friend. We were there, and she's like, okay. The grandmother said, okay. So she pulled it out, she unfolded it, she removed the original table that was there. And all she started doing was clapping at it. And while she was clapping at it, she told us to put our hand, maybe a finger or two, on the table and just concentrate on giving it energy. And so she started clapping at it, yelling, come on, let's go, get up, get up. And all of a sudden, the table started moving. And to this day, it's like, but did that really happen? But the table started moving and spinning in circles. And it's to the point where it was spinning and it didn't float. Apparently that day it really was a little sluggish, is what the grandmother said. But it got up to the point where I was just standing on one leg. And I swear, I didn't have my hands underneath it. Nobody else was touching it. The grandma was just clapping at it. She wasn't even touching it herself. We had our hand on it on the top of the table. And it was just the weirdest experience. I didn't really feel threatened or anything, but I honestly think that was the coolest, most paranormal thing I've ever experienced. And the third one is I was visiting the Hotel Carmel in Santa Monica, California, and it's really close to the beach, really pretty. We were on the second floor. I had heard the second floor was the most haunted, that somebody had fell down the stairs during a fight, and they died at the bottom of the second floor stairs. And I told my friend, let's not go to the second floor. I really want to go to Santa Monica, but I kind of want to sleep. We ended up on the second floor. She said that our reservations were messed up. I figured she just did it on purpose. So I went on, so we went to sleep that night. I had maybe a little too much to drink. And I thought, okay, with this much to drink in my system, I should not wake up. It was around the time of days that I was waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning or so every night, feeling a little weird. Well, doesn't matter how much I drank, I still woke up that night, and seconds before something happened, I just woke up like I had never been asleep to begin with. The light turned on, and I left the TV on, because at the time I liked sleeping with the TV, it made me comfortable in foreign areas. And then the volume went up on the TV, and I was like, I don't like that. No. And I looked to my friend. She's sleeping in the bed with me, and she's like, asleep. There's no one's here, isn't it? And there's two other people in the other bed in the room, and they're asleep. They're not getting up, and I'm just flabbergasted at the fact that they didn't see that the light turned on, and the fact that the TV volume went up. And I couldn't. I was like, I can't with this. And I just pulled my head under the blanket. And then all of a sudden, my friend freaked me out by touching my shoulder, saying, did you turn on the light? So, you know, we that morning when we all got up, we left, and I was talking about it. And I was like, look, I don't know what happened last night, but I really didn't like that. Like, I kind of wanted to sleep, and I had a lot to drink. Our friend's little girl was jumping on one of our beds, and the fan was on. Now, the fan had a button, and that button had to be pushed in order to start the fan. That fan, it turned off, but not in the way that you turn it off and it slowly stops. The fan turned off with the button still intact, indicating that it should be on, and the fan stopped in its tracks. Like, it didn't just slowly go. It stopped. And I looked at it, I'm like, what the hell just happened? We were preparing to leave, so we were like, see ya, room. I don't want to be here anymore. So those are my three stories. Have a good day.
Well, I think we have to go one by one.
Okay.
With these three stories. So the first one, I find interesting that random people stop her and say things like that to her.
I do too. That in a similar thread, what they're saying to her, like, yeah, you're going to be okay. There's, you know, you'll find what you're looking for. You're doing great or whatever. You know, this kind of idea of kind of pep talking her through life.
Well, and I like it. I did get a kick out of the couple that she saw. She said something like, they look like people who would enjoy feeding the pigeons or something like that. Yeah. And so it really did set, like, I had a picture in my brain after that.
Yeah, of who we're talking about.
And so I find that really interesting, because is she just encountering seeing dead people who are sharing that message with her? Because
yeah,
real people don't just randomly go up and say things like that.
You know, I've had people say things to me that were like, huh, okay, thanks, you know, but I wouldn't say it was consistently kind of the same thing. It does feel fascinating to me, and I think it's maybe the universe coming together to, like I said, it's sort of like this kind of weird pep talk, like, you're doing great, keep going, and we'll plant people in your path. Because sometimes you might need
jealous.
That. You
know? I want that.
I know, right? I love it.
I want people to just be like, Carol, your hair is good today.
Yeah,
you know, just that randomly something that perks you up.
Yeah, cute outfit. Nice.
Thank you. And then you but feel good.
Yeah, now I do occasionally get a nice little comment or something, and then that always makes you feel great and go on. But this almost feels, like I said, more like, it's just trying to give her confidence to get through, you know, to the next thing she needs to do or to keep her going or something. So I think that one was really cool. I do. I think it's the universe. It's like a, you know, coming together to help her. You know, we got your back. Keep going. Now, the second one. Okay, now let me get this straight. It was at a friend's grandmother's house, and the friend said, let's get the table out.
Yeah, so there's this table, this trick table. That kind of reminds me, like, was grandma like a mentor to David Copperfield or something like that?
You know, I think there seems something fishy to me in this one about the girl immediately going to the table. Let's pull the table out, you know. Because, and maybe it does it, and it really is levitating, and she wanted to show her friends. I do think that there are ways to do tricks with tables.
Well,
I really do. And matter of fact, I even kind of glanced around, and it looks like you can buy levitating tables, but there's also ways that can that it will teach you how to do levitating table tricks.
And, you know, if grandma was into magic and stuff like that, because grandma's randomly standing there clapping.
Yeah, because we don't know, right?
And it's apparently spinning, but then grandma's like, well, it's not really quite as good as normal or whatever she said.
I just have a feeling that maybe this was something grandma did to get the kids, you know, having fun.
I mean, and how fun would that be?
Kind of pranking them. I think it's awesome, really. I think that's super fun, but that one I'm not so convinced about.
Yeah, me either. And then the last one, that felt like they stayed in a haunted hotel. You know, when you wake up and random things are happening. Now, unless there was a way that one of her friends could have secretly done that, because did they just come on while she was awake? Like the lights and the TV? Or did it happen? She woke up to it. I wasn't totally clear on that.
I'm not exactly sure either. But, you know, the last one, I think Mandy has some abilities. I do. Or at least I think she is, like, you know, perceptive enough that she can relate to, you know, paranormal type activities and things. So I think I'm going to go the last one, like haunted hotel.
Certainly felt haunted. And then the weird thing with the fan. But I do think it's kind of funny. She's like, that sounds so like something you and would happen to me with you. Like, yeah. Kathy, we're not, I'll stay at the hotel, but we're not staying on the second floor. And then we get there, it's like, wah, 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 I guess we're staying on the second floor.
Well, like, okay, here's my thing. 2 out of 3.
Haunted. Yeah, I think the table thing feels weird. It was like, it's like a setup. Let's play with the levitating spinning table. You want to? Okay.
Like Mandy just immediately wants to pull the table out and Grandma's all in on it. And I just feel like that one, you know, I think there are ways you can do that, right? I think there are. I think it could be kind of weird, but I, you know, magicians do all these sorts of things. And like I said, I Googled it and in WikiHow it says how to levitate a table, magic tricks to try at home. So I haven't really looked a lot at it, but you know, YouTube has some gimmick floating magic tables, step-by-step how to make it happen, you know?
Yeah. And it just seems like that one could have been.
Yeah. So I think I'm not sure, but I'll go 2 out of 3.
Oh yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story or suggestions on how to levitate a table, let us know. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get the Vance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, Alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
the impact of myasthenia gravis symptoms can pile up. Plans getting rescheduled. Hobbies being left behind. Everyday tasks going unfinished. If MG keeps disrupting your life, the burden may be bigger than you realize. Learn how to assess and track the impact of your symptoms so you can talk about it with your healthcare team. Take the next step to better understand how MG symptoms may be impacting your life. Visit mgsymptomimpact.com.